Okay, so what we're going to try to do today is begin discussing the nature of what? Yeah, since assuming that was the first source on the page, yes.
So the
question I want to figure out is to analyze the relationship between the Tchelet and the Lavan. So the Gemara, right, the Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek, what does it introduce? It introduces the position that what?
Tchelet and Lavan are not matched.
Right, atchelet eina me'akevet et lavan, ve'lavan eina me'akevet et atchelet. Right, the blue part of the tzitzit does not prevent the what? The tchelet, okay? Does not prevent the fulfillment of the white, and vice versa. And then the Gemara introduces the possibility that this is a machlokas, which we'll have to come back to, right? The position of Rebbe, that they are ma'akvin zedze. Okay? Good. Now, in order to get into this, as you guys know, right, the first place you're obviously going to have to figure out, if you want to figure out, thank you. Good. So how many times does the mitzvah of tzitzit appear in the Torah?
Twice.
Good. Now, the first one I hope you guys know. I purposely did not give you the psukim numbers because I figured you could figure out which ones these were. You could have opened a siddur if you didn't want to open a chumash. Because you know what it is? This is what we call the third perek of Kriyat Shema. Now what I want to do is read the psukim carefully, and when I read the psukim, I want you to tell me, based on the psukim, what would you say? Are Tchelet and Lavan one mitzvah? Are they two mitzvot? Right? To keeping in mind the conceptual framework that we set up in the last few days about what it means for something to be multiple, right, or one, right, integrated conceptual units and the like. What would you say? So let's read it. You know these psukim. You know what? I definitely don't have to read these psukim. I trust that if I ask any of you to read these psukim, you'll be able to read them and analyze them. Yes? Good, Nate. You want to read it? The psukim, the third parak of what we call the third parak of Kriya Shema. There you go.
The
whole parsha. Because drachim shivichtav yisher lamro balpeh. I mean, you could do it balpeh because with shagar b'fiv we paskin can do it. It's fine. Whatever you want. Good. So, what do you think? Based on that pasuk, what would you tell me? Are tchelet? Tchel and Lavan, are they one mitzvah?
Two.
Good, so Yeshua says one. Why does Yeshua say one?
It's just you put it on the corner of your
garment. See, how can I put it on the tchel?
What?
I don't know, it's just if they were two separate ones, why would they be right next to each other in the Torah?
Alright.
It just seems kind of strange.
Okay, but
on the other hand, it says tzitzit, and then it says... Right, make tzitzit, and then hakanaf tchel.
Oh, good. Right, so here we have machlokas. Okay. Let's analyze what we have. So, what does Gavi says? Well, it sounds like these are two distinct things. Why do they sound like they're two distinct things? Because you have this thing called tzitzit, and on the tzitzit you put a p'til tchelet. Right.
It has to be on the tzitzit.
It's a mitzvah and a half.
No, it has to be on the back.
No, listen, right? What Gavi is arguing is these are distinct because it's Vasulem Tzitzit. And what does Tzitzit sound like? Lavan. Okay. Why does it sound like Lavan? Because the Tzitzit, you put the Ptil Chelet on the Tzitzit, which sounds like?
Okay. Sounds like it's separate from.
These are separate. Right? Now, you want to defend the position that it's one. Good. Defend that it's one.
You're putting it. It's dependent on the lavan.
From what?
Because you have to put it on the tzitzit.
No, you have to put it on the corner.
Or on the kanaf to defend. So.
How would you defend it? Come on.
Be on the corner, and the tchelet has to be on the corner. Great.
It happens to be. They
come on.
Next to each other.
And come on. Give me a better answer. Defend the position that it's one.
It sounds like the Torah is trying to.
Vaya lachem litzitzit, uritem oto.
See one thing.
Thank you. Right? If I wanted to defend the position that these are. If I wanted to defend the position that these are integrated, that these are one, possibly even ma'akev, right? I would focus, right? I did it for David, is not here. Right, of course, it's surprising to me that David, for all his emphasis, does not insist by going by David. But
yeah, I thought about it. It's like so weird. And when he leans, he says suck.
But anyways. Right, so if I wanted to say that these are ma'akev, and they're one mitzvah, I would focus on oto. Right, that which is called tzitzit is the whole thing together. Chelet plus lavan is oto, which is it.
Right, it's one chatzah of tzitzis.
Correct.
Made up of.
If I wanted, on the other hand, to argue that these are right separate, then I would focus on the formulation of
tzitzit.
Tzitzit akanaf. Till Tchelet.
Just on the good. Yeah.
Good. So keep that in mind, right? These two possibilities, okay?
Yeah.
Now we're going to analyze this question several times as we go through the Perek. It's going to come up multiple times. But I want to start with a machlokes about how many strings do you put? How many Tchelet strings do you put? So. How many Tchelet strings do you put?
When you say strings, what do you mean? Like
strings? How many?
Strings or full strings?
Strings.
Yeah.
Tell me, okay.
So one person says one.
Okay.
Don't tell me one person.
Like,
the rabbit says one for four.
Like, what would you define this as? Four strings or eight strings?
That's the question.
Okay.
So the rabbit says it's one on four
strings. Because if you're going to do it, read it to me. What does the rabbit say? Which rabbit?
Oh, I don't know. I just know the response here.
Read it for me. Read the rabbit for me. You're right. Oh, now okay. Read it for me.
The rabbit's in the back of the Gemara.
No, the rabbit on the Rambam.
Yeah.
What?
Rabbit writes on the Rambam. You knew that. Is it in the blue ones? Is the rabbit in the blue ones? Yeah. Okay, good. So, Kalev, take it. Kalev, sorry. Joel, take it.
Okay, we are in.
This is just my subconscious way of getting you back in the discussion, yeah. How's Shabbos Davav going?
Where are we?
Is a good lumdish
thing.
It's great. It's great. It's going. Okay, good. Good. Aleph Vav and Tzitzit.
Aleph Vav, okay.
Ashi, you want to read it? Okay, well, why don't you take the Rambam, why don't you take the Ravid?
Page. It's 195.
Good. So who wants to take the Rambam, who wants to take the Ravid? One of you take the Rambam, one take the Ravid.
I hold the Ravid, so I'll do the
good, Rambam. So you take the Rambam.
Okay, Ketzad.
You don't hold by the Rambam?
Ketzad, oh, Tzitzit. What's the case to make Tzitzit? Matfil mi zavit shel talit shehi sof ha'ari umachit mimena ha'er ha'shosh et bot namale ha'lo pachot mekesher tudal umachinis sham arba'a chutin.
I think I actually put Aleph. Oh, I put Aleph through Vav. Look at that. I said six Aleph.
Oh, Aleph through Vav. Should I start with
what?
Should I start with Aleph then?
What is it, 195 in this one?
Yeah. Also,
yeah, you know, let's quickly read the first few halachot. Yeah, let's start at the beginning.
Wait, but mitzvah, well, tzatzeach. Mm. Yes, there it is.
Not shtayim.
One second, go. Right? Okay, go.
Yeah, mitzvah tzatzeach. Okay.
According to Brother Rabbi.
Anach shosim al kanaf habeged mimin habeged hu anekra tzitzit. Ipnei shu dameh v'tzitzit harosh v'kachini v'tzitzit roshi. V'ze he'anaf hu anekra laban v'pnei shenanu mitzuvin v'tzavo v'ein l'chut he'anan miyan menavar.
Enough.
Enough is.
Yeah, right. It's only enough. Right. So these tzitzit, right? So he says there are no. There's actually no number. Minat Torah, right? Why is it called lavan? So he says lavan doesn't mean lavan. What does lavan mean?
Colored. Sorry,
non-colored. Non-obligated to be colored. That's all it means. Good. So then, what does he say?
Okay.
Velokrin.
Velokrin chut semer shenitzba kein harapia. Veforchen oto al ha'anaf. Vechut ze hu hanekra techele. Vein lemenyan akri chot shekorach chut ze shiur benavar.
Good. So you wrap the techele on it. And it has no length. Good.
Right. Should I read them all?
Yeah.
Right. Nimtzu b'mitzvah zo shtei tzviot. She yase al ha'kanaf anaf yotzi mimena.
Right, so there are two mitzvot, right? Lavan and Tchelet.
Ooh.
Right?
But that's
different than what he said in the Kotaret.
No, 1 second. He didn't say there are two commands, not mitzvot, right? There are two, at least, components. Okay, good.
Right.
And what does he say?
Lavan
Good. So the Rambam says the tchila is not makiv it. 11-11 is not makiv it at tchila. So now, what are you going to tell me? Asher is going to tell me, oh, these are two mitzvot. What is the Rambam going to say in halacha? Hey,
no,
aval pisha. Right. So even though they're not makiv each other, they're two mitzvot. No, sorry, they're one mitzvah. They're not two mitzvah. Right. Right.
Okay, so whether you do tchelet or lavan, you fulfill a mitzvah. Which is what I think he said. Yeah.
Right. So then he says...
Wait. No part of that is new, though. The whole mitzvah, mitzvah shan thing. Because when we did the Rambam earlier, he said, when we were doing the...
Of course it's not, because we already saw the Rambam in the Shoresh, so there shouldn't be a Chiddush. There's a reason I set it up this way. Right? I started with the general principles of the Rambam. Now this flows from it, because according to the Rambam, they are one conceptual whole.
Right?
And what's his proof?
Amru Chacham HaRishonim.
Vaya Lachem. Tzitzit, right? What does he focus on?
The groove.
Remember, we pointed out there's different places you can do it in the pasuk, but the fact that at the end of the day, the pasuk, right, all the different places where it uses singular terminology, right? That's the Rambam's basic fundamental insight, is that it is one integrated whole. Now, what's the problem?
Tzitzit is a singular word.
No, but vahaya is singular.
Wouldn't it be
right? And oto, I mean, yes, tzitzit is singular, except... But the focus seems to be the oto vaya, but yes, tzitzit is singular, right? Right. This is where we already saw that the four tzitziot are also makev.
Yeah.
Right. The ketzad otzi na tzitzit.
Right.
So okay. So let's we won't get into this because we'll come back to this. So skip down. So skip down to the second line from the bottom. Right, and the Rambam says 1 and 7.
Interesting.
Right, 1 and 7. Right, one half string is tchelet. One and seven.
Yeah.
One half string is tchelet and seven. That's the Rambam's position.
How do you do that?
I guess you
one half string.
Right,
correct. Yeah. You die half a string tchelet. Right.
That's very hard to do.
Not at all. You ever see the Taimani ones? Right? Where they have a million little circles? Mm-hmm. That's Rambam tzitzit.
Yeah, it's actually really cool.
You know what I'm talking about? No?
I have a friend in Pittsburgh who sells it. He hates doing that.
Right, Rambam tzitzit have...
All those, like it's like 17 different things of like three little circles.
Well, it's not 17, but yeah.
Three little circles at a time.
It's never 17. It can be different numbers, but it's never 17. Between 7 and 13, but okay, fine. Okay, so the Rambam says it is 1 and 7, right? One half string is tchelet. Good, Asher, what does the Ravid hold?
From Vayalavan, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
What does he say? You know it, so first tell me outside what he says.
He says one, 1 and 4.
Do you have Rambam tzitzis or tchelet? Do you have tchelet b'chol?
Yeah.
Do you have Rambam?
Yeah.
Okay, they need to say, he doesn't know what Rambam is.
I have it on my talus.
Oh, you don't have your talus here.
I do actually. So, you want me to bring it?
Yeah, if you don't mind. That'd be great, actually.
Yeah, so the Ravid holds 1 of 4.
Good. So now read it inside.
From the Yelavan.
He just says, Amar Avram.
Amar Avram.
Ta'ud is it.
Shnaim shal tchelet v'ashisha levinim.
Right, 2 and 6, meaning 1 out of 4.
But it's specific. The thing is those aren't actually the same. Mathematically, they are. 1 out of 4 does equal 2 out of 8.
Yeah, I know. Thanks.
But conceptually...
I'm pretty sure I learned that when I first learned fractions.
But conceptually, they're different. Because it's not 2 halves.
Correct, it's 1 string.
It's a full string out of 4 strings.
Correct. Yeah. But he's being descriptive. I don't know if he's conceptually being... Right? It's 2 out of 8, but it's 1 string. 1 out of 4.
Yeah.
Okay? Good. What is the third position...
The Ramban?
Rashi and Tosfos. What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say?
Rashi says 2 out of 4.
Thank you. Right, Rashi says, "V'avakav de mitzvah letitchil et shnei chutin b'tzitzit mirushal kamon."
It's also listed for things.
Right. Good. So as Kalev, what do I keep saying this? As Joel says correctly, right? I don't know why I keep doing this. Right? Correctly. And Rosh Hashanah points it out. There is good reason to believe that we actually paskin like Rashi. That's Rosh Hashanah's argument because many of the Nosei Kelim and Shulchan Aruch paskin this way in the Sugya of Gardumin, which we'll get to on the next Amud. On Lamed Chesam and Beis, but we're not there yet. Good, thank you for show and tell. Here. Show Yoshua first. That's what Rambam looks like. Okay? See?
Wait, but... Cool.
Wait. Rashi holds 4 out of 8.
Correct.
It's like half the...
And Joel is correct. It says Mr. Brura. Yeah. So does Shulchan Aruch seem to hold that way.
Yeah. But don't judge me on
yes.
The tips, okay, guys?
They don't just make that up. I'm assuming
it's Rashi. Oh, I just read it. Rashi in the Gemara.
I'm assuming that Mishnah Berurah.
It's possible Rashi. Yeah, of course.
It's not
Rashi and Tosfos.
Happened to Paskin.
Correct. And Tosfos holds away also.
Oh.
Right. Tosfos says, look at the beginning of Tosfos. Mitzvah. Let's say shnei chutin chelad shnei chutei lavan b'tzitzit. Okay, good.
Because like each one of these is like...
So now...
How many strings? 2, 3, 4, 8?
How many... Each individual thing is a...
I think it's 3.
It's 2.
Like, each individual.
I believe it's 3.
Okay.
Sure, because I believe it's 2.
Yeah, so it's tying in. And
then okay, guys. So let us... okay. Guys, so... Okay, let's try to analyze these sheet up more carefully. Guys, let's try to analyze these sheet up more carefully. So now, if our fundamental question is, first, right, the how many mitzvahs question, but as the Rambam notes, that's not really what we're asking. We're asking the connection between Tchilas and Lavan. Right, let's try to, with those two perspectives, let's try to analyze the three shitos of the Rambam, the Ravid, and Rashi Tesis.
Wait, what are those two?
So tell me, justify to me the position of Rambam. So meaning what?
If he's counting that each corner has 8 strings, instead of 4,
I think that
then the seal would just mean.
Good. Now, what does the Rambam think about the connection conceptually between Tchelet and Lavan? They're one mitzvah. Good. And now, why does he think you need 1 out of 8? What does that tell you about the connection between Tchelet and Lavan?
Is a modifier on the
Lavan. Not a modifier. What does that even mean? What is it? The Rambam says it. I don't have to guess. What does he say?
Which shalacha?
What does he say?
What about?
Right, what does the Rambam say? Let's use the Rambam's language. He says, even though... Right, what is it? It is...
Where are you reading?
Let's be careful. Right, he says in Halacha Hey that it's only one mitzvah. But he gives you the answer earlier as to how he could view it as one mitzvah. What's the real key for the Rambam? Halacha Gimel. What does he say in Halacha Gimel? But what does he say in Halacha Gimel? How does he conceptually view Tchelet?
It's one thing.
Halacha Gimel.
I read that from Halacha Gimel.
Sheichroch al ha'anaf chut tchelet. The mitzvah is to take the tzitzit, and the tchelet is what?
One chut?
No.
According to the Rambam, what is the ikar of tzitzit?
The lavan.
What is the role of the tchelet?
It's additional. It's
to be korech, the lavan. Right? To wrap the white. That's what happens in that tzitzit, right? Tzitzit. Right? Who else holds this fundamentally?
The Ravid.
What's the only machlokas Rambam and Ravid?
One string, two strings.
Good. Right. The only question is when you say it wraps. What do you mean it wraps? Right. Do you mean it's one half string or one whole string? But both of them seem to hold. Fundamentally, what's the ikar in tzitzit? Right. So they both think it's one mitzvah.
Yeah.
Right. But they're not ma'akiv each other. Why? Presumably, according to the Rambam, why are they not ma'akiv each other? Because what's really tzitzit according to the Rambam?
The white.
What's the role of the tchelet?
Just
To wrap.
Oh. And if you can't wrap it, so what's the halacha?
Then it has to be long.
Just wrap it.
So then you're still yotze, but you're lacking the wrapping. Okay, and then is it conceptually, right? The Rambam works together. Yeah, the Rambam thinks it's one mitzvah. Why is it one mitzvah? Because bikaron. The ikar of tzitzis is?
Lavan.
The role of tchelet is to wrap. What's the result? One integrated whole called? Tzitzit. And what happens if you don't have tchelet? Then what do you have?
You have tzitzit.
You have unwrapped tzitzit. Is that yotze?
Yes.
That's what the Rambam understands. Einam akev zedzeh. It's one integrated whole. The best way to do it is to be korech le lavan. If you can't be korech le lavan, so it's still tzitzit.
Wrapped in the tzitzit.
No, you're not. According to the Rambam, the tchelet does all the wrapping. The white does no wrapping. The tchelet does all the wrapping. Wraps. The tchelet wraps around the lavan.
So that's probably the correct string.
Yeah, that's
yes, there's long. Yeah, there's long.
Isn't one of the other functions of tchelet that you're supposed to be able to distinguish between?
Hold it. Okay, guys.
I just want more knots also.
Guys, what about Rashi? What does Rashi think?
Rashi, obviously not four is sketchy.
So he showed, you know, then Rashi holds that they're, whether or not he holds that they're one mitzvah or two mitzvahs, he says that it says tcheles and lavan, so you have half tcheles, half lavan.
Good! Rashi seems to think that these aren't as integrated. What are they?
They're two separate things that have come together.
Okay, so let's be very careful. He clearly thinks that what is tzitzit? Tchelet plus lavan. Not lavan, which is wrapped by tchelet, but tchelet plus lavan. Right? That's Rashi. Right?
You switch the order, is there any meaning to
it? No, not at all. Lavan plus tchelet plus lavan doesn't matter, right? That's the point.
And what does he do with just the single seal tchelet?
Okay, so the end's good. So let's hold it for a moment. So how is... Now, Tosfos gets into this a little bit more. Let's look at Tosfos. Now, what's the problem, though? Remember, the line in the Mishnah that Rashi and Tosfos are commenting on is? Good. So now I ask you, what does it mean, a tchelet el makev el lavan? How many strings do you have if there are no tchelet? What do you think?
Well, according to Rashi and Tosfos, you have two. According to the Rambam, you have seven. According to the Rabbi, you have six.
Do you? How many strings? Not how many white strings. How many strings do you have in your tzitzit?
Oh, still eight.
Why?
Four.
Really? Look at the next line. Look at the next line. Tfilah shel yad ain a makevet et shel rosh v'shel rosh ain a makevet shel yad. The tefillin shel rosh is not makev the yad, and vice versa. What does that mean?
That if you're not wearing a tefillin shel yad, you can still wear a tefillin shel rosh.
Good. So now try again. What does it mean? Tchelet ain a makevet 11. What should it mean?
Oh.
That if you don't have tchelet, how many strings do you have according to Rashi?
Two.
Two. Total.
Right. Yeah. Two.
Total.
And the Rambam.
But that's not what Rashi says, though.
Oh, but that's not what Rashi says. Very good. What does Rashi say?
He says, if all four of them are tchelet, or all four of them are lavan.
Good. Who doesn't like this? Tosfos, thank you. Right? Tosfos doesn't like it. Why doesn't Tosfos like it? Look at Tosfos. Why doesn't Tosfos like it?
Judaism.
Umashm lechorad einzem akev etzeh. What this sounds like is that if you... What does it mean, enamakiv? That if you hold like Rashi, that tchelet, there's two white, two blue, that if you don't have tchelet, how many tzitzio do you have total?
Two white strings.
Two white strings, folded over, so four. Right? Right? And what's the problem? Who doesn't hold this way?
Tosfos
goes back and forth on this, and that's the very long Tosfos, which I won't read everything, but who doesn't hold of it?
Rashi.
Right, Rashi doesn't. So now, let's conceptually analyze the Ishito. According to the Rambam, what would you think? Without Tchelet, how many strings should you have?
Eight.
Eight, good. Eight. Why would you think eight?
You can't have full tzitzis. And what is tchelet? Tchelet is just a love and
death. Good, because the Rambam thinks conceptually that the word, that the ikar of tzitzit is lavan. The role of the tchelet is to wrap. If you don't have tchelet, you don't have tchelet. But fundamentally, what is tzitzit?
Okay. I understand the Rambam Ravid now.
One second. Right? What about the Ravid? What do you think according to the Ravid?
Still eight.
Probably still eight. What about Rashi?
The only thing he changes from the Rambam.
Good. So now explain to me Rashi. Who is conceptually clear? The Rambam, the Ravid, and Tosfos. and Tosvot.
Right, because why is Rashi having...
Right, Tosvot also makes sense, because Tosvot conceptually says what? What is Tzitzit? Tchelin Lavan? Equally. Why does Tosvot think that? So look at the end of Tosvot. So look at towards the end of Tosvot.
Where?
So, Vim Tomar, like 12 lines up from the bottom. Right, I wanted you to read the whole Tosvot, but I'm not going to read all of it in Shir, despite what Gavi thought I was going to do. I'm not. Tosfos tells you Isvara. He says, V'im tomar, u'minolan d'be'inon shnei chutin lavan u'shnei chutin t'chelet, dilma agdilim kapit krav filu chad mehai u'shalosh mehai. How do you know that it's two and two? Maybe it's one and three. What does he say? V'yish lomar, kevan d'trei minei b'irachmana, svara u'shtei shavin. If the Torah needs two things, logically, they should be equal. Because how does it read the Pasuk? Good, right?
So fine, so you were calling him equal.
So Tosos makes sense also, right? Meaning, wait 1 second. So now, they all seem to hold that this is one mitzvah.
Sure.
Right? Because in the end of the day, they're... But the question for them is, what?
I don't think Rashi seems to hold one mitzvah.
Well, okay.
Because he has the whole thing where if you can have four love on or four...
Good, so now let's... Right, so again... Rambam, Ravid makes sense. Tosfos makes sense. Tosfos is conceptually consistent. Tosfos says, Tchel and Lovin are equal, and therefore when it says Ma'akev, or Ein Ma'akev, what it means is two strings total that are white, and no Tchelet whatsoever. That's fine. So two, you'll just have two doubled over as four. How can you say that you need two, which is four, and yet say that if I lack Tchelet, I should have?
Four/eight
white strings.
Because there are two mitzvahs.
Are they? But where does it come from?
Rashi seems to be saying that.
Right, but this is weird, right? Meaning, it's weird. No? Right, Rashi is weird because...
It's weird to us because that's not what we do. if you
no, no, we actually do. We actually do Rashi.
What? Because we have four lava.
Who doesn't have tchelet? Who doesn't wear tchelet? Most of you. How many strings do you have?
I mean,
good. So who are you passing like?
Rashi.
Rashi, thank you. Rashi. Good. You're all passing at Rashi. That's very good.
The Ravid.
So now, right? So now, conceptually, explain it to me. Come on.
Explain it, John.
So what do you do if you don't know how to explain it conceptually? How would you explain Rashi seeming to hold of two different formulations? On the one hand, he requires... Four and four, two and two, however you want to look at it, which implies that these are equivalent.
So it's similar to Tosos.
Mitzad Sheni, right?
Equivalent.
No! Because Tosos really holds their equivalent, and therefore he holds that if you don't have Tchelet, what it means their equivalent is...
You just have two strings.
But Rashi holds they're equivalent, and yet if you don't have Tchelet, you can replace it with Lavan.
No,
If you explain, how
does Rashi hold both things? Explain to me how Rashi thinks. How does Rashi hold that Tchelet and Lavan are equal, but if I don't have Tchelet, then I can just replace the Tchelet with Lavan?
Because they're equal. If you're gonna
if they're equal, then when you don't have Tchelet, you should have nothing.
No,
like
no.
Tosvot.
If you're equal, then when you put Tchelet, if you're having Tchelet and you're having Lavan, then you put them half and half. But if you don't have Tchelet,
why? Make a tasty. The words Tzitzit, according to Tosvot, mean Lavan plus Tchelet. And if you don't have Tchelet, then you only have Lavan. How could it be that you hold Tchelet and Lavan are equivalent, but when I don't have Tchelet, I don't get rid of it, I turn it into Lavan?
Because
that implies that what? That which is Iker?
The
Lavan. Then why do I need two and two?
But if you don't have Lavan, then Tcheles. You fill up Tcheles according to Rashi.
And what's the halachic status of that?
According to
Rashi. Non-Tcheles. Good, but why?
Because to him they're both the Ikarim.
What? How? No, they're not.
Why?
Because you don't...
It's that there's one mitzvah, and that's to have four strings. There's also, it says to have tchela and lavan, right? So we do half and half. But if you don't have one of them, you still have to have the four strings of tzitzit.
Good, why?
Because...
There's four strings make tzitzit.
Because it says... In the Sukkim.
Which Pasuk?
One of them.
Which one?
It says Alarbak Kanfuk Kasutafa.
No. This is the point the Rav makes. Because you're forgetting, people, that what? Dvarim, Perek Chav Bet, Pasuk Yud Bet. The second time Tzitzit comes up, what does it say? Dvarim Chav Bet Yud Bet.
Gedilim
tasel lach al arba kanfos kusos ha'asher shtichaseba. Right? What is missing completely? Or lavan. What do you have? Gedilim, right? Tzitzit. So the Rav argues, you know what Rashi thinks? Right? The Rambam is easy. What does the Rambam think? The Rambam thinks that what is tzitzit definitionally? Lavan. What's the role of tchelet? To be the karech of the lavan. Right, to wrap the lavan. Right, this is all based on a netziv. Right, the Rav just sort of fleshes it out. Right, that the word tzitzit means lavan. The role of tchel is to be korech. Right, the reason that they're conceptually different yet one mitzvah is because of this. Right, really, right, tzitzit is white. There's a mitzvah to be korech. If you don't have the tchelet, so fine. So then you just have the strings unwrapped. Right, unwrapped by the tchelet, big deal. So now makiv zedzeh, because bikaram, the definition of the word tzitzit is white, right? But the the ikar is white, and then you're supposed to wrap it, and then the result is also tzitzit. Rive it the same.
You know, where in the Torah does it say lavan?
Well, it's non-tchelet. Remember, that's what the Rambam says. Lavan doesn't mean white. Lavan means no chiyuv to make it tchelet.
Lavan harami.
I was hoping.
Right? What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, the Rambam's clear, lavan just means non-tchelet. That's all it means. Yeah, right? That it doesn't have a chiyuv for tchelet.
If you just take the easier route then and just say, like, well, the tchelet is kind of like an added status upon the white.
Exactly. So what does he say? Right? So Rashi, right? Meaning, according to the Rambam, it's clear. Tzitzit means the strings, and then there's a mitzvah that one of those strings should wrap the others, meaning the non-tchelet. Right, and therefore I don't have tchelet. What do I do?
You just
don't wrap. Zeo, I don't have the color wrap. Fine. According to
that, if you don't have tchelet, you just leave them hangy strings.
So we wrap it differently. Yeah, you actually don't. Did you see his?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did it look anything like yours?
No.
No. You know why?
Because it's different sock.
No. Because without tchelet, we don't have any. Right, the way we do krichot are completely different. That's exactly the way the Rambam holds. No, that's what the Rambam holds. Right. That if you have tchelet, you wrap. If you don't have tchelet, you tie it totally differently. In Ochanami.
But they're still wrapping.
They're knotted. They're not wrapped in the same way.
Knots,
yeah, the Rambam. So it's actually, but it's different, right?
Yeah.
We'll get to this. I can't get into it yet, so I'm holding off on it. But yes, everything I'm about to say, keep in mind, because this is going to affect how you tie. It's going to affect everything, right? These questions, right, set up the next blot or two. Or six. Whatever. In different ways. Mostly the next blot or two. Fine. According to Tosfos, he thinks, right, the opposite extreme of the Rambam, right, which is, right, tzitzit means two equivalent components, right? Now, maybe the Rambam would actually, Tosfos would actually think the Shtei Mitzvot, for all I know, right? Because he thinks, if I don't have tchelet, so I put two, right, I just have two lavan, so I leave it out, right? I might just leave it out, right? But Rashi, the way the Rav argues is like this, and I think it's a good formulation. The Pasuk in Dvarim tells you that what fundamentally is the mitzvah of tzitzit? Strings. Strings. Gedilin dazelach. The whole notion of lavan, tchelet, is the entire construct is superimposed. Right? Meaning, we're talking about is the ikar lavan, is the ikar tchelet. Rashi doesn't think that. Rashi thinks the ikar is strings. Gedilim. The entire construct. Oh, and so what does Rashi think about all tchelet? What does he think? Good. Rashi l'shitaso. What exactly does he think? Continue in Rashi. The avad arba'atan tchelet or arba'atan lavan yatsa. And therefore Rashi l'shitato holds. If you have eight white, are you yotze?
Yes.
Yotze. If you have eight tchelet, are you yotze?
Yes.
Yes. Why would you say that?
Because if
they're all Bidyuk, right? Because Rashi thinks that you learn from the two parshiot in the Torah. From Gedilim Tasalach, you learn that the definition of tzitzit is fundamentally strings. Four strings. Zeu.
Right.
Right? What you learn from the second parsha is that
So
conceptually, what are the models that you have? So you have, again, let's try again. According to the Rav, Rashi holds that what does the word tzitzit mean at its core definition? String. Right? String. Zeu, gedilim ta'aselach. Right? Make strings. Within that construct, what does Rashi think? That Tchil and Lavan are equivalent. And therefore, there are two nafkaminas to that. One is that he thinks, how many white and do you have and how many blue do you have?
Two.
Two and two. And what does he think the words Ein Ma'akev means?
That if you don't have one, you just replace
do four
it
of the, you do complete of the other. Right? That Rashi holds.
Well,
right? But how can Rashi hold that you could have eight of white or eight of Tchilet or four and four, however you want to look at it?
Incomplete would be worse.
Because what does he think?
Eight or.
Right? Why does Rashi hold that? Again, what?
In theory, Rashi could agree with everyone because he could say, well, it depends what, if you only have, let's say, one blue string, so you would do that.
No, but he clearly holds the ideal is two and two.
Yeah, he holds that that's the ideal.
But why does he think that? Because he thinks, he thinks that the definition of tzitzit is just strings, then the whole construct of lavan and tchel is superimposed on that, right? And within that, he thinks tzitzit means lavan plus tchelet, right? The Rambam and Ravid seem to hold that what is tzitzit?
Lavan.
What is the role of tchelet?
The wrapper.
Right? Not string plus wrap, but lavan plus wrap. And therefore, ein ma'akev for them is just going to be don't have tchelet, but still have lavan. But for them, it's not because the definition is string. Right? So I will point out, some of this is from the Rav, some of it is I'm tweaking it a bit myself, but fundamentally, right, the basic ideas are Nitziv, the Rav combination, okay? They're not this exact formulation, okay? But according to, that's the Rambam and the Ravid. What about Tosfot? The only machlokas Rambam Ravid is, did we mean one full string, one half string, right? What does Tosfos think? Right, Tosfos is the opposite extreme. What does Tosfos think? What's the definition of tzitzit?
Having tchelet.
Tchelet plus lavan.
A specific number.
Right, meaning tchelet and lavan are both definitional. Right. Right, not strings, not lavan which is wrapped, but tchelet plus lavan, each of them are equivalently definitional. Right?
What does that mean?
Right, meaning they are both, right? No, meaning, no, they're not ma'akev.
Oh.
No, he says they're not. No, but they're both, meaning they both have an independent identity, such that if you don't have tchelet, then you have lavan by itself. I mean, you can't replace, according to Rashi, if I don't have tchelet, so I have all lavan because there's the basic definition of tzitzit is strings. Tchelet and lavan are superimposed, right? The notion that the strings have colors is a second tier, right? And therefore, I know I need eight strings. What?
To be like completely in
the correct. The ideal way is that I should have lavan plus tchelet.
Yeah.
Right? But if I don't, so I still stick with eight lavan or eight tchelet. Right? Why? Because Rashi thinks the definition is string.
Okay.
Then the extent to which I superimpose the model of whether those strings are tchelet and lavan is equivalent to each other. Neither of them are more definitional than tzitzit. The definition of tzitzit are strings. Right? And then the role, the contribution of lavan and tchelet is equivalent. Right? Right, and therefore, if ideal is two and two, and if I don't have tchelet, I do all lavan. If I don't have lavan, I do all tchelet.
Right, but Rambam would say they're not equivalent.
Correct. He would say that the definition of tzitzit
is
fundamentally it's lavan, and the ideal way to be mekayim the mitzvah of lavan is to wrap it with tchelet.
Okay.
Right, but it's a din of korech.
Right, strings are in lavan. Yeah.
Right, but for him, the definition is white, not string. Right, for Rashi, the definition is string. Right. The superimposition of white and blue are equivalent, meaning they both have, right? Right? They're both, these strings ideally should be a mix of white and blue. If I don't have white, I do all blue. I don't have blue, I do all white. Right? That's Rashi. Rambam says, no, the definition is white. Right? Tzitzit means white. And then I'm korech that. Right? I'm korech that. The role of tchelet is to wrap the tzitzit.
And then Tosfos on Rashi. So then it's two.
Ah, and now what about Tosfos? Yeah. But now Tosfos thinks no. The definition of tzitzit is blue and white.
Oh, it's a mix. Yeah.
Correct. The definition of, right? So again.
So then what is he doing? What did Tosfos do with the 11 then?
So he thinks that the first parsha defined, that the second parsha is understood in light of the first parsha. Right? Dilim means the strings that we already discussed, right? In Bamidbar or something like that, right? Right? But I think those are the three fundamental models that we have.
And then
Ravid
is the same as Rambam.
I think, right? The Rav argues and the Nitziv argues this, that the Ravid and I think the Nitziv is right. The Nitziv argues the Rambam and the Ravid are basically the same. They just quibble on whether, right? Whether when you say it's one, what you mean is one half or one whole, right?
Okay, yeah. That's right. A different argument than this.
Though. Correct, yeah. Right? Then he argues that's a much more localized machloket within that, which is, right?
Seems right.
Yeah, I tend to think that's true. Now, I will just point out, and maybe we'll stop with this today, because... No, I'll do two more points today, okay? Rabbeinu Bachya seems to have a very different formulation of this.
I put him on the Rambam shelf. Does that make sense?
Rabbeinu Bachya, there's a parish on the Torah.
When did he live? Right?
Yeah.
When did he live?
He's a page on the Torah. And he also has Kisvei. I don't know which one we have. I assume we have on the Torah.
No.
You put it with Ramban or Rambam?
He's, I put him on, he's on the same shelf as Rambam, but all the way in the bottom.
Oh, okay.
I don't think the one that we have is Rambam.
Yeah, 13th century, I think.
Okay.
Okay. Now. the Karen Ora also basically says what I said, that according to Rashi, right, what's definitional is four of any color, right? That's how he understands this. The Rashba, I didn't give it to you, but the Rashba explains, you know, like, let me say this outside first. The Rashba explains the Machlokes of Ma'akev Zedzeh as follows. He says, why would you say that Tchelet is one mitzvah, right? Why would you say it's one integrated unit? Because of the oto, right? We already saw that drash for the singular, right? But the opposite extreme is to say that oto refers to only one component, the part that you think is central, right? Right, meaning one of two. Right, meaning the way we paskin seems to be that oto means that the two integrate into one. But the other way to view it is
that
oto means only one of the two components is definitional.
Fine.
And therefore, it's the only thing we refer to.
What would the other side say to?
You know what? We'll come back. You know what? Maybe tomorrow read the Rashba. We'll come back to Rashba, okay?
If you say that oto means that it's one whole entity, then what would the other side say to that?
You know, let's do it tomorrow. Okay. We'll read the Rashba tomorrow, okay? You know what? He actually makes a very sharp point. I want you to see it inside the Rashba tomorrow. Just note that down for yourselves. Look at the Rashba. Let me make two more points today. One is from the Ramban, is that I think that this machlokes plays out in Parshanut, also on the machshavik level. Someone brought up machshava, so I'll throw it out to you. Because I think in this case, the way you actually understand it conceptually reflects the way you think about it halachically, okay? Look at number two at the Ramban, okay? The Ramban quotes Rashi. He says, "V'achar kein tiva mitzvah tzitzit she'yiskru bo mitzvot kulon v'lo yishkechu et ha'shabbat u'zolot ha'min ha'mitzvot." Okay, the point of tzitzit, you're reminded about to not forget Shabbos or other mitzvot. The reason he brings up Shabbos is because the parsha before was the mekoshe she'yitzim who violated Shabbos. Fine. V'tama zikaron hazeh she'yeh b'tzitzit l'chol ha'mitzvot. Kotev Rashi v'pnei ha'minyan shel tzitzit b'gmasha she'ish me'od u'shmon ha'chutin v'chamish ha'ksharim ha'rei taryak. Right, Rashi famously says, right, that how does it remind you about the whole Torah? Because the gematria of tzitzit is 606. There are 8 strings and 5 knots. Is 613.
No, just equals
600. So he says, "Velo avinoti zeh." Sorry, 600, right? 600. "Velo avinoti zeh tzitzit Torah chaser yud ve'enyan emel chamesh me'od v'tishim." So first of all, Ramban says it's not true because it's written in the Torah without a second yud, so it's 590. We'll get to this, that Beit Hillel thinks you only have three strings, not four. We haven't gone there yet. And midaraisa, you only need two knots. Kamosha Amram, Shma mina kesha el yon daraisa. Okay, all these are a problem.
Why two during this?
What? Again, all this are later. But I want to point just one point. He says, look down to three lines from the bottom. Aval hazikaron hu? Said, what is the reminder according to Ramban? The tchelet. Good. Machshavikli, why does Rashi have to say what he says? Why does Rashi have to say that the Zikaron, with all the questions I'm on, the
Zikaron?
Correct, because Rashi thinks that you don't need Tchela Dafka, you don't need Lavan Dafka. He thinks that it's one integrated, fundamentally it's just strings. And then ideally you should have Lavan but Tchela. If you don't have Lavan, so have all Tchela. If you don't have Tchela, you'll have a Lavan. But therefore Rashi thinks that what does the Zikaron have to be tied to? The strings. Okay, sorry, pun not intended, to the strings.
Yeah.
Right? What is the Ramban? Who does the Ramban work with conceptually? I would say the Rambam.
Yeah,
right? That you have tzitzit, and then you put a zikaron on top of it. Right? Meaning the point is, right, I would think, right? Meaning that it's that you put this, right, reminder on top of the bot, right? On top of the
book.
Literally on top, exactly, right?
Okay.
I think, right? I think it actually works machshavically well. Okay. One last point is that Rabbeinu Bachya, or Bachaye, however you want to pronounce it, seems to have a very different understanding of this. Again, my voice is starting to hurt me, so I'm going to have to stop. But he says, "V'achshav she'ein lanu tchelet osin lavam b'lo tchelet." Right? He says, nowadays we don't have tchelet. Okay, so we do white by itself. We will do eventually what. Whether our tchelet is not, we're going to the tchelet factory also, so, but we'll do the sugya and myshir.
Because half the world wears it, half doesn't, or whatever.
We're going to do this. I mean, I don't know if your shir is doing it. My shir is doing it, and we're all going to the tchelet factory later in the year. So we'll do it. Okay? Fine. The kaim alone tchelet makav alava. V'chein alava in makav da tchelet. Klomar shimasa alavanu tchelet v'nifsak alavan v'nmitmaed ala knaf v'nishar tchelet levado kasher. He says what that means is, if you put both, and then the white rips, and what's left is the tchelet, it's kasher. The white is called tzitzit. Okay? Right? It's lavan, so we don't have to color it. Even though they're not ma'akev, there's still only one mitzvah. Whether you wear it with white and tchelet, just lavan, you're yotze.
Sounds more like the Rambam's ideology.
Right? So until now, this is all Rambam. Right? The mitzvah is lavan. Right? Fundamentally, the word tzitzit means lavan, and the mitzvah is to have, ideally, tchelet, whatever, right? It sounds mostly Rambam-like, though he does have a bit of Rashi sounding in there. That's true, but the next line is what's weird. V'inei tzitzit v'atchelet b'dimyon alula v'etrog. Tzitzit and tchelet are like the arba minim. U'kshem sh'alula v'etrog makvin zetzeh, k'ina tzitzit v'atchelet makvin zetzeh, bisman sh'ayat tchelet matzui. Then he comes up with this crazy suggestion, which is, and if you can explain this, then tell me tomorrow, but think about it overnight. He says, but if there's tchelet around and you don't use it, then what? You're not yotze. But now that we don't have tchelet, you just put white, because that's the main part. So now, if anyone understands what I just read, let me know tomorrow, right? Which is, he says, he seems to have it both ways. Correct, he says, on the one hand, if I don't have tchelet, I can put a lavan, because what does the word tzitzit mean? Lavan. But if I have tchelet and I choose not to put it, then it's ma'akev. Good. Someone think about that. See if you have a formulation of Rabbeinu Bachya and tell me, because that seems to be a totally different shita, different than anything we discussed. Tell me tomorrow. My throat is really killing me. So tomorrow what I want you to do, think about Rabbeinu Bachya, read the Rashba, and then read 3, 4, 5, and 6, which these are all both drushot and machshavik issues that point to the directions of definitions of tzitzit, and we'll come back to it tomorrow. Okay? Shkoyach.